USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hospital officials say two more people have died from injuries in Saturday's mass murder in El Paso, Texas, bringing the total to 22 dead in that domestic terrorist attack. Del Sol Medical Center CEO David Schimpf.
It is absolutely heartbreaking, and I'm terribly sorry to be able to share that two of the patients have ended up passing away. One elderly woman ended up passing away in the middle of the night, and another patient just recently passed away.
Doctors say they're doing what they can, but many patients showed up with serious gunshot wounds and other complications. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717. It was the worst day of the year. And Caesar Sayak, the man convicted of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen prominent Democrats and members of the news media, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some congressional members are willing to cancel their recess and head back to the Capitol to vote on gun legislation.
I'd leave tonight. I'll go tomorrow. It doesn't matter to me. This is such an important issue, and an issue that we sometimes only get part of the picture because of the mass shootings.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott there on CBS's Face the Nation. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been tight-lipped on bringing members of the Senate back into session, and Senator McConnell is also recovering from shoulder surgery. North Carolina is the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for conversion therapy for minors. Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, signed an executive order on Friday that prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And a group of people are pushing for Chicago to leave the state of Illinois and become its own state. Petitioners have been gathering support over the past few years to make Cook County the country's 51st state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump spoke at the White House on Monday after two weekend mass shootings.
Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague.
Some nervous beachgoers in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, after a third shark attack in the span of a single weekend. George Burgess is Director Emeritus of the Florida Program for Shark Research. He tells Fox News these shark attacks are not a new phenomenon.
We know darn well that Volusia County, and in particularly New Smyrna Beach, is an area that's very attractive to sharks.
Burgess also says there could be multiple causes for the attacks, like a big school of fish near the shore, or just a higher number of beachgoers as summer winds down. The third victim was a 68-year-old man who was in knee-deep water when a shark bit his foot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.